we got a little extra snow overnight. As I backed out of the garage on the driveway, there was a little. It's not going to be a lot to shovel here this morning, but just a little extra. And off and on today, we could see a little more. Tis the season for Christmas music and maybe a holiday goodie tray popping up more often in our newsroom. People are bringing in treats here and there. Maybe again today. It is, after all, National Cookie Day.
Cookie!
Nom, 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 oh, nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, I could go for a Jam Jam right now, as a matter of fact, with my coffee here. It's estimated that we eat around 300 cookies per year, each of us. 300 cookies over a year. I can't dispute that. I don't know. That sounds rather high for me, but I will admit, yesterday, I had a cookie with my coffee mid-morning. Just felt like it, a chocolate chunk. And then last night, as a family, we were getting together with some cousins and that, and we made Christmas cookies. And there were a lot on the table, and I ate a few as I was making a few. So that number of 300 per year, for me, might be real. But anyhow, National Cookie Day. Hey, if you'd rather not celebrate National Cookie Day, but still want to feel the spirit of the season, check this out. Tonight in Emerald Park, fireworks. Yeah, it is their Christmas fireworks and tree lighting event. And the fun will start at 5. They're going to have a fire pit or two, marshmallows, hot chocolate. That's all starting at 5. Santa will arrive eventually around 6 to help light the tree. And that fireworks display, 7 o'clock near the Emerald Park Fire Hall. And it sounds like they're providing a lot of good holiday vibes. And they know parking will be limited at the RM office in the fire hall, so they're offering a free bus shuttle that'll circle through 3 different locations in Emerald Park between 5 and 8. Aspen Links is one. The Communiscate is another. Dollarama store is another, where you can hop on the bus, park there, and hop on the bus to make it easier to head over to the fireworks. This has gotten bigger over the years. This isn't the first time that they've been doing this. That's why there's even bus services. So that'd be a fun family event there tonight in Emerald Park. I got to talk toys here for a second. First, it turns out some of the hottest toys this season aren't necessarily for kids. They're for grown-ups with really deep pockets. I just heard that the limited edition Wicked Collector Series dolls cost $295. They're selling out almost immediately as they hit the shelves. Almost $300 for a doll? And then many are reselling them, of course, on eBay, and some are going as high as $2,000 a piece. That's crazy, and not at all example of what we here at 980 CJME are looking for you to drop off in our toy bins for our 56th annual Santa's Anonymous. Hey, look, whatever you can afford, 20, 30, 40, whatever you want to put into a new unwrapped toy, just drop it off if you can in order to help us ensure that needy kids in our community who may not necessarily be able to wake up Christmas morning to a toy will wake up to a present under the tree. That's what our program is all about. There are many families, over 1,500, that have contacted our partner, the Salvation Army, to ask for support and help this holiday season, and there's a waiting list. There are many more on our waiting list, and we need at least 3,500 toys. And we're just over the halfway mark, and our cutoff is next Thursday. Very important shopping weekend coming up. I know you have 3 shopping weekends before Christmas arrives, but this shopping weekend for Santa's Anonymous is key. Toy bins are everywhere in McCity, Walmarts, Canadian Tires. List of several locations now at cjme.com. So if you can help us out, please do so this weekend. And if you're not out and about, try early next week, because Thursday is the cutoff next week too. Hey, coming up, if you think grocery prices are high now, a new report forecasting food prices will rise something like 4% to 6%. That story on the way from Kevin Martell. Oh, and now that Dewdney Avenue has been spruced up, what's next? Well, the city will begin looking for proposals from partners on revamping that area that is 17 acres, known as the Rail Yards. And this is a great topic. As I'm discovering on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page, I was asking, how would you revitalize the Rail Yards? More than 600 comments and climbing. Ted Maria said, create an ice district like they have in Edmonton where the arena is. And build a monorail, too, he says, while you're at it, that would take you to Mosaic Stadium. Michelle Ripplinger said, build similar to the Forks in Winnipeg. I've never done this, gone to Winnipeg and visited the Forks, but I've heard it's a great location. It's like a year-round tourist attraction. Logan Radway said, include a convention center, whatever you do. Yeah, I think that's a big chunk of it, too, in the revitalization of downtown Regina. Randy said, maybe they could build a giant slingshot so they could fire watermelons off into the air across downtown Regina every time the Riders score a touchdown at Mosaic. Yeah, downtown Regina, always a hot topic. Some don't consider it safe. City doing whatever they can to overcome that with more policing. And, of course, a lot of conversations about revitalization. And another step was taken when they just finished off the two-year project of the Dewdney Avenue revitalization. And they consider that only the beginning of what's to come nearby, because there's 17 acres of land in the center of our city, known as the Rail Yards. And after yesterday's city council meeting, a unanimous vote, council will now next wait and look for a partner or partners to take action on major developments in those 17 acres. In other words, the city has agreed to go looking for a partner. And Mayor Chad Baczynski says it's important to keep the momentum going now that the Dewdney Avenue revitalization is done.
I want to see the action. I want to see what people can propose and get that wow factor that is going to be complementary to the businesses that endured that construction.
Mayor Chad will be here right after the 6:30 news. I'm going to go delve a little deeper into this with him and see what he hopes to discover one day, takes over the rail yards. I know they've set a bit of a criteria, too. The area's got to include at least, at a minimum, of 150 homes or up to 1,200, along with park space. But obviously, a new arena or ballpark would be welcome, too, with a partner. So more with Mayor Chad Baczynski on that coming up after the 6:30 news. Hey, also downtown yesterday, the Cornwall Center held court, if you will, to cops and kids. It's an annual event where RPS celebrates kids who have been good in school all year with a Christmas shopping spree that they may not otherwise get. But lots of constables joined in on the fun. One was Frank Kovac, says the event is an opportunity for cops to be a role model to kids.
To help them hopefully make good decisions in life, to have a chance to be very successful in whatever they want to do.
Now, Mr. Kovac, yes, the former Regina Pap, was paired with a 9-year-old by the name of Blaine Hamilton, who was pretty pleased that Officer Kovac touring him around was also a shopper.
Frank likes to shop a lot.
I love that. And the two got everything on Blaine's wish list.
New clothes, some jewelry. I got my new best friend. He's a stuffy Gucci.
That's awesome. Blaine said he was really impressed with how cool the day was, and admits doing your best in school and being kind, he said, can pay off.
Always treating people how you want to be treated.
Blaine said now he can't wait for his family to open up all the gifts on Christmas, and he thought the day was just awesome.
Had a good time.
He won't forget that one for sure. And other kids, 20 of them in all, wandered around Cornwall Center yesterday with RPS, which I think is just a great community program, and it's fun to hear the reaction of these kids, isn't it? Not so fun for volunteers like Noel Sedolowski, who till recently have been helping keep the North Central Community Fridge stocked and cared for as it serves the community. But someone went and set the fridge on fire and destroyed it.
It's quite an impact, because I think this space has been a way that we can collectively care for a community, and you know, it's not there.
Yeah, and whoever the dumb butt was that did this, man, jeez. You get the Dumb Butt of the Day award. Thank you a lot, Not. Noel says it's especially bad, too, given the winter has arrived now, and those in need will suffer with not having the opportunity for some extra comfort from what that fridge offers here, too. They want to rebuild. In fact, there's a GoFundMe page if you'd like to give, too, to get that community fridge up and running again.
Take it easy, Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
Ah, the Eagles. Love it. Last night in the NHL, a couple Canadian teams in action. It was a shootout, and the Habs beat the Jets 3-2. Man, the Jets struggling since Connor Hellebuyck has left the team because of knee surgery. That's the sixth loss and seven for Winnipeg. And I'm ready for this game tonight. Week 14 of the NFL. This is the Thursday nighter I've been waiting for in the last week, ever since the Cowboys beat the Chiefs last game. Both Detroit and Dallas are in the hunt for the NFC wild card, and the Cowboys visit the Lions tonight. It's a must win if you're a Cowboys fan. And if I admit who I like to watch in the NFL, I'm not a passionate Cowboys fan, but I've always been one, so I'm kind of cheering for them. And they beat the Lions, and Dallas fans were just that much closer into the playoffs. Both clubs need this win tonight, so this could be a ginormously entertaining game tonight if you're an NFL football fan. Coming up after the 6:30 news, Mayor Chad Baczynski for his weekly Thursday visit. We'll be talking about the just-finished Dewdney Avenue revitalization project. It's only the beginning, the mayor said. There's 17 acres of land in the center of the Regina, it's known as the rail yards. And after yesterday's city council meeting and a unanimous vote, council will now wait and look for a partner or partners to take action on its next major development in that area. In other words, the city's agreed to go looking. And Mayor Chad says it's important to keep the momentum going at this point. A big part of the Dewdney work was the underground infrastructure that the yards will need. And with that all done now, it's just waiting for whatever is going to be built above ground. And the city waits now to see who wants to step up and fill that void of what is now a whole lot of space and train track. City wants more than just, say, a new arena or a baseball park to go there. They want the criteria met, too. So at a minimum, they've suggested 150 homes, up to 1,200 in total. Put some park space in there, too. As for a new arena or ballpark, well, that can be proposed from a partner if they step forward. And the mayor has heard from some players in town that are interested in supporting one or both, and that excites him.
Knowing that we have significant interest from a few players, that's a good thing. That's part of that momentum that we talk about, that people are excited about what could be in that space.
We've told you here on this show, Sean Semple has pretty much said, you know what, he's all for a ballpark, and, you know, Mr. Semple is really well-known in these parts through the business community and has done great things, and perhaps it'll be him. He'll be one of the partners. There could be numerous partners. City is looking for them now. And they suggest to keep the process of looking for partners transparent and free of politics. Council agreed that the actual choice of the winning bidders will be made by the administration. Which I'm kind of curious, who is the administration? I'll have to ask the mayor that after 6:30. Who makes those decisions? Hey, just have a little fun here as we end the year off here, 2025, and a few weeks from now, we're getting a lot of those year-end lists, right? So let me check this one out for you from Spotify. They say the number one most streamed album.
I guess I'm the problem. You're missing it.
Yeah, that's Morgan Wallen. I'm the problem album. Spotify suggests it was the most streamed album of the year, and they also said the most streamed global artists. I'll give you the top three. Number three, The Weeknd, who's from Canada, of course. Shockingly not in top spot, but at number two, Taylor Swift, who was dethroned the number one. This is Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny racked up nearly 20 billion streams, according to Spotify. Of course, he was chosen to play the Super Bowl recently, coming up in February. And with numbers in the billions, I guess he kind of proves why he deserves the spotlight at the Super Bowl, too. Oh, and Spotify honor the top global songs of the year. And at number one, I like that one. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, with Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather, a close second. Those were the biggest song hits of the year. globally, according to Spotify. Remember, these are Spotify streaming numbers. Apple's might be different, but here's another year-end best of list from the National Board of Review. They named the Leonardo DiCaprio movie One Battle After Another as the best movie of the year. I wanted to see that. Never did get to the theater, so look forward to it streaming. They also gave props to the new Avatar, Fire and Ash movie coming out soon, along with the movie Sinners, which I believe is streaming on Crave. Got to see that one yet. And the movie that our own Kramer IMAX Theater said was the most attended, and so much so they even brought it back by popular demand to play another week. The biggest attraction was F1.
Red Bull, Ferrari, Mercedes, Aston, now McLaren, all have a speed on the straights. Our shot is battling in the turns. We need to build our car for combat.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Who said anything about safe?
Brad Pitt's F1 movie was one of the biggest movies. I think from a moviegoer's perspective, not a critic's, I heard from a lot of moviegoers that they thought F1 was amazing, especially on the IMAX. Yes, Christmas is in the air and plenty of shopping to be done. Cops and kids took over the Cornwall Center in Regina yesterday. Coming up with Kevin Martell, he'll tell you a little more about that. RPS has been doing this. They take about, what, I think it's about 20 kids that wouldn't necessarily get a chance to spend money like this. They give them gift cards and they help them shop. And yesterday, 9-year-old Blaine Hamilton was with Constable Frank Kovacs. And Blaine kind of let the cat out of the bag about Frank.
Frank likes to shop a lot.
How about that, Frank Kovacs, Constable? You're a shopper, I hear. Anyhow, more on that story coming up. That's pretty cute. Got to remind you, Santa's Anonymous, we're really in a crunch here right now this year. We've got more families than ever before. A waiting list, as a matter of fact. As times are a little tight. Economics, not everyone is doing as good as the next person next to you. And if you can drop off a new unwrapped toy in any one of our toy bins that are listed at cjme.com, we'd love for you to do that. And I know over the years I've met a lot of people who have used our program and then turned it around, and maybe it was only for 1 year they had to do it, just the way the situation was. Others have had to do it back to back. Others, after they get back on their feet, they proudly drop off new unwrapped toys, like Beverly, who is one who's been on my show previously, remembers being a kid and her mom using the program.
We get a hamper with the toys, and it was cool that there were six kids in our family, and I was the only girl, so I was guaranteed at least a girl toy and not a generic toy like my brothers would get. My dad didn't work very much, and we were actually on social assistance when we actually did receive this. So, you know, mom really didn't like doing it, but at the same time, she wanted to provide for us and give us at least one gift that was going to be at least a toy. It was great. We knew that when Santa's Anonymous was coming around that, you know, we would get one gift. It was always the first gift that I opened Christmas morning. We never opened anything on Christmas Eve, and I knew that it was going to be a doll or something along that line. It was something that was all mine and that my brothers couldn't have.
And now, proudly giving back to the program, don't you?
Yes, I actually did it this Christmas as well. I've been doing it probably for the last, I think, 10, 15 years, where it's nothing big, but I'll take $20 or $30 and I'll go shopping for kids, and I always make it a point to be able to go ahead and donate them. It just makes me feel good that somebody else is going to be able to enjoy that toy. It's part of the community. It's something that came out of a need, and it's still out of a need, but you don't even think twice about it. It's Christmas time. It's the time for giving, and that's what Santa's Anonymous is about.
Nicely said, Beverly, one of our previous users of the program and giving back year after year. Santa's Anonymous has been going for 56 years now, and we have more than 3,500 toys that we believe need to be collected by next Thursday, and we're just over the halfway point there. And then we put all these toys in our makeshift toy store at the Salvation Army, and all the families that have registered come and shop through the store. And we provide, you know, the tape, the wrapping paper, and they go home. And it's a great Christmas for kids who may have gone without, had an up, and for your support all these years. So check us out at cjme.com. If you'd rather we do the shopping for you, there's a button there where you can make a donation and we'll buy the toys. But you've got one more weekend to help us. And a few days next week, Thursday next week is our cutoff. We appreciate your support. CJME News Time now is 627.